So new mobile detection cameras turned on in New South Wales over the weekend. What do we make of this? I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's safe.
Yeah. Makes things safe. Interesting to see they're doing a 3-month grace period, though. I didn't know about that. I find that really interesting.
Why?
3 months just feels like a long time. Why do we need 3 months to learn our lessons? I don't know. Let's go to the Honourable Paul Toole, who's the New South Wales Minister for Regional Transport and Roads, to find out a bit more about this. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, guys.
Paul, I don't mind this. This is good. It's safe. It's going to, I would hope, minimise death tolls and all that sort of stuff on the roads. What does this mean for us?
Yeah, look, that's exactly what it means. We've started rolling out the world's first mobile phone detection program, and it's really going to crack down on those drivers that are illegally using their phones whilst driving a car. Now, as you rightfully said, it started yesterday. It's going to see fixed and trailer-mounted cameras. They're going to pop up anywhere across New South Wales. So I think the message out there is for everyone, just do not touch your mobile phone.
Paul, we're all guilty of it. I've done it. And it's a habit that we do need to kick. These cameras, are they cameras that see sort of into your, they're not like X-ray cameras. They sit high above the freeways and all that sort of stuff and see into your window. Is that right? Into your front window?
Yeah, that's right. So some of these cameras will actually be fixed. So they will be fixed and they'll be able to see directly in through your front windscreen. They'll be able to see the driver and they'll be able to see what you're actually doing. Some of them will also be on trailers and that'll mean that they're mobile. So that gives us the ability to move them around to different roads right across the state. So really, we're not going to be telling people where they're going to be popping up. The message is you stay off your mobile phone. But what we've actually seen is with some of the technology and some of the footage that we've seen with some of the trials that we've already run. We ran a trial last year and it was for about 8.5 million drivers and we found 100,000 people were actually illegally using their mobile phones. And the scary part of this is we actually saw people with no hands on the wheel texting whilst they were driving along. We saw other people who, had friends, showing them the phone whilst they were driving along. You know, we got people that are stopped at traffic lights and not moving because we know their heads are down and they're on a mobile phone. And what they're doing is they're not only putting themselves at risk, they're putting other motorists' lives at risk as well. And every other passenger that potentially might be in that car or other passengers out there on our road. So we've run campaigns, we've run messages. You know, people are not getting the message. And, you know, this is seeing the world's first technology when it comes to mobile phone detection program running out now.
For a lot of people, the addiction to their mobile phone is real, and I reckon that's what they struggle to break. You know, they just reach for their mobile phone sometimes without even thinking about it. But you guys have given a 3-month grace period. I'm interested to know why, and then once the 3 months wears off, what kind of fines are we looking at here?
Yeah, look, we've actually said that for the first 3 months, you know, drivers that are caught, you know, using a mobile phone through these cameras will actually receive a warning letter. But after that, they will cop the fines and they will cop a $344 fine. It is more if it's in a school zone or it's going to also be 5 demerit points. And now let's not forget that we're also coming up to double demerit points as well. The Christmas period is not that far away. So you can actually lose, God, 10 points, in one hit.
You could just about lose your license if you're already in trouble.
Don't they do that in Queensland? Isn't Queensland going to be an instant loss of license?
They're talking about, other jurisdictions are doing different things. They're talking about if you're caught a second time, then you would lose your license immediately. So, there are other things happening in other jurisdictions. And, we're certainly, being tough on road safety measures because at the end of the day, road safety is everybody's responsibility. And we just want people to get the message. And, the issue is it is a culture and it's a bad culture that's developed here in this country. If you can't not touch your phone, then my suggestion is put it in your bag, put it in the glove box, or actually put it in the boot of the car.
So tell me, what are the rules? Like, you can't touch it. Can it not be sitting sort of
What if it's mounted
you?
On your dash? Can you touch it there?
No, you're not allowed to touch it at all. So it can sit in a cradle, but you are not allowed to touch your phone. So you can't text. Quite simply, if you're driving, the message is just don't touch your phone. You can't use it to read a message. You can't look at someone else's phone. So simply, you know, it can only really sit in the cradle and that's it. So you're not meant to be touching it at all. Otherwise, you will be susceptible to a fine that could actually come your way.
I need to work out if Siri can operate my maps for me.
Well, you just set it before you take off. So before you even sort of start the car, you set it and put it up.
Sometimes you need to like have a quick squiz, you know. You need to sort of touch it to zoom in or out or something.
A lot of Uber drivers and people that use that for work would have to, I'm sure, are going to find themselves in a bit of a tricky situation.
Yeah, look, but I think they've, you know, the car has to be stationary. And, you know, obviously an Uber driver or, you know, a taxi or even anyone that's using, you know, maps. I mean, you actually have to have your car stationary, pulled over, turn the engine off, and then actually set it up. So make sure it's actually set up before you actually take off. And really, you just can't do it whilst you're driving along.
Hey, very quickly before we go, I'm just thinking towards the future with driverless cars. Have you guys thought that far ahead yet? Driverless cars will mean cars won't go over the speed limit, so there'll be no fines there. People won't be driving, so they'll be able to use their phones. So all this money we're putting into the technology for these cameras might be gone in a matter of years.
That'll be a long, long time.
And then what will happen then?
Yeah, look, you know, look, technology is certainly changing the way in which our vehicles do move around at the moment. And look, you know, we are seeing driverless utes being tested in Dubbo. Early next year, we've got we've seen some driverless buses that have been tested as well in different parts of the state. So, you know, technology is really coming on quite rapidly. So who knows in another 20 or 30 years where we will be with our technology and cars.
But that'll be a big loss to the government money-wise. The people that call it revenue raising, I mean, that'll almost eliminate all those fines.
You know what? You know, we should not take away from the fact that all the revenue that's raised, though, goes back into community safety programs. So, you know, people think it's revenue raising, but it's money that goes back into education programs about trying to get drivers to do the right thing. We've also got programs where we're rolling out, you know, upgrades to our roads where we're actually putting in, you know, safety barriers, wire, fencing, rumble strips, all of that as part of the money that is collected. So, you know, we actually would be in a much better position not actually having to put these fines on people if they were doing the right thing.
All right,
Can
Paul?
I just say quickly, Gaundy, the most valuable thing that I ever did, well, that my parents got me for my birthday, was a defensive driving course. And I swear that was so good to do. When I got my license, I still use some of the things I learned today.
Well, there's a little Christmas tip for you. Defensive driving course, guys. Mm. Put that under the Christmas tree.
What do you reckon, Paul? Good idea?
Great idea. And look, I've only just finished doing the 120 hours with my son, who's now just turned 18. And, you know, that's a big task out there. So I can tell you, I understand the importance of actually educating young people from a very early age about the right way to drive, the rules out there on the road. And, you know, what you've actually said, Ash, is fantastic. So, people, great Christmas gift.
All right, nice work. Lock that in under the Christmas tree. New South Wales Minister for Regional Transport and Roads, the Honourable Paul Toole. Thanks for joining us on the air this morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks, guys.
See you, mate.